This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop.
President Trump's longtime personal attorney is having a very different courtroom experience right now. Michael Cohen was ordered to appear today for a hearing over what to do with the information federal agents seized from his home and office last week. Also there physically, the adult film actress who says she had no sexual encounter with then-businessman Donald Trump. And in spirit, a name familiar to Fox News viewers, who Cohen revealed to the judge in the courtroom was a third client. Correspondent Laura Engel is in New York tonight with the latest. Good evening, Laura.
Good evening, Brett. You know, many decisions were made on how to proceed with this case moving forward, which revolve around attorney-client privilege. Michael Cohen left federal court today after being ordered last week by Judge Kimball Wood to show up and reveal how many clients he has and who they are. Cohen's attorneys turned over two of the three names this morning: President Trump, GOP fundraiser Elliot Broidy, and a third who asked not to be named. The judge told Cohen's attorney they could not keep it secret and forced their hand in court to reveal the name, Sean Hannity. The Fox News host responded live on his radio show earlier today.
Michael never represented me in any matter. I never retained him in the traditional sense as retaining a lawyer. I never received an invoice from Michael. I never paid legal fees to Michael. But I have occasionally had brief discussions with him about legal questions about which I wanted his input and perspective.
And the judge denied Cohen's motion for a temporary restraining order to keep investigators from going through the seized documents, saying the matter is moot because the government has agreed not to access the documents for now. Instead, the decision was made to have the government make copies of all physical and electronic documents that came from the raid of Cohen's home and office and hotel room to give Cohen's attorney. The adult film actress known as Stormy Daniels, who Cohen paid $130,000 to in 2016, as reported hush money for her alleged sexual relationship with Mr. Trump in 2006, made an appearance in the courtroom as well. She spoke with reporters after today's proceedings.
For years, Mr. Cohen has acted like he is above the law. He has considered himself and openly referred to himself as Mr. Trump's fixer. He has played by a different set of rules, or should we say no rules at all. He has never thought that the little man, or especially women, and even more women like me, mattered. That ends now.
And for his part, Michael Cohen did not make a comment as he left court today. The government will hand over copies of all of the documents that were seized to Cohen's attorneys so his legal team can look through it all and decide just how much of it is privilege, Brad.
So how special is that, huh? Pretty ripe. I guess a non-disclosure issue, her deal. She's got the money. And for an extension of 15 more minutes of fame, and, of course, this is reviving her career, you got to imagine. She's gotten so much time in the whole circus. Did you see the press? They're falling over each other. I mean, knocking each other hurt and down. And I mean, it's pandemonium. I mean, she's a rock star. You got to be kidding me. And, you know, so anyway, this stuff will be ferreted out. And, you know, of course, the media is having a heyday because it can talk about, you know, sex and a porn star and all these other things. And then, hey, when they get really bored, then they bring back the, the whole dossier, right? Let's bring the dossier back and let's talk about, the prostitutes in Europe. It's just unbelievable. It's like we were talking about yesterday. It's like, where's the stability in our country anymore? And, oh, by the way, do we have a country to run? Do we have a country to get back on track that's been a lot of problems? And then, of course, as if that's not enough. In the center ring, we've got James Comey, on his book tour, trying to, I don't know what he's trying to do. If it's just a PR campaign, trying to save face and all this. And meanwhile, it's like it's a free for all for throwing people under the bus. you can't make this stuff up, right? I mean, it's just happening right before our eyes. So, hey, we'll just you know, stand here ready to be entertained, because that's what they do for us. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
After the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Our next guest is Dr. E. Lawrence Abel, distinguished faculty and emeritus professor at Wayne State University in Detroit, Michigan. He is an active member of the Michigan Civil War Roundtable. And so much that he has known and studied over the years has to do with the Civil War. I mean, he is a walking history book, you might say. And so I really have been looking forward to this opportunity to have a discussion with him, especially about his new book on John Wilkes Booth and the women who loved him. Dr. Abel, good to have you with us here on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thank you. I'm fine. Glad to be here.
Well, when John Wilkes Booth died, shot inside a burning barn and dragged out 12 days after he assassinated President Lincoln, all he had in his pocket were a compass, a candle, a diary, and 5 photographs of 5 different women. They were not ordinary women. 4 of them were among the most beautiful actresses of the day. The 5th was Booth's wealthy fiance. And those 5 women are just the tip of the iceberg that you write about in this book. In a sense, I guess you liken John Wilkes Booth to a modern-day Leonardo DiCaprio, right?
Yeah, he was very much so. A very handsome. I'd like to think of him as a living, breathing aphrodisiac. Very, very handsome fellow, broad shoulders and muscular arms, and he has ivory pale skin and thick, inky black hair and sparkling eyes. He's got a terrific smile, and he speaks with almost like a melodious voice, people said. And he's just a brilliant talker, very charismatic and personal magnetism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he charmed these women. I mean, so much so that there was one actress that you write about who cut his throat and almost killed him in a jealous rage. I mean, he was quite the ladies' man, but boy, the ladies had an inordinate passion for him, didn't they not?
Oh, they certainly did. They very much attached to him. One of his lady friends, who was a 19-year-old prostitute, says she'll do anything for him.
Wow, that's pretty crazy. Let me ask you this to start off. I'm always interested with authors when they come across topics, and in this particular case, John Wilkes Booth, this is like no other book about John Wilkes Booth that has ever been written, and maybe that's why you wrote it. Was this like an idea that hit you at 3 o'clock in the morning?
No, I was asleep at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I seem to get those ideas, these quirky ideas at 3. For some reason, they come at 3 o'clock in the morning for me. That's why. But anyway, so what motivated you?
Well, you have to know a little bit of my background. I am a psychologist by my training, but I spent the last 30 years in a department of obstetrics and gynecology. And so I was very much attuned to things affecting women. And I kind of put these backgrounds together and... when I was doing research on the Lincoln assassination, and I came across what you mentioned, those five photographs, and that touched me off to find out a little bit more about who these women were and who John Wilkes Booth was in terms of his relationships to these women. And it struck me as very odd that he's engaged to one of these women and he's carrying four pictures of four other women in his pocket. So it struck me as very curious about what kind of character, how committed he was to his fiancée. And when I started looking for information on these women, I just couldn't find anything. So I started, made myself a detective and looked into cold cases, if you will, or missing person cases, and try to find out what I could about these women, and I found it quite a bit. I put some of this in the book, but in researching them, I found there were many, many more. And in fact, there were hundreds, and so I couldn't write about all of them. We didn't really know too much about all of them, but we knew enough about, or I knew enough about 14 of them to write their biographies and their careers and what happened to them when they were with Booth and what happened to them after.
It says a lot about John Wilkes Booth, does it not? The women that he attracted, and as you say, his charm. Here he is, this actor wanting the center of attention, you know, and here it was in all aspects of his life. It was, as they might say, life is a stage, and here he had another woman as a leading lady.
Well, everyone was attractive, men and women, both. He just was such a charming, alluring guy. And one of his friends makes the remark that if John Wilkes Booth was a woman, all these men would have fallen in love with him. So he was attractive both to men and women. He was a man's man, and he was a woman's man, if you will. Everybody liked him. He was just a terrific guy until around August 1864, and something happens to him, and he becomes a different person. Beforehand, everybody just loved him. He was friends with everybody. Very discreet about his love affairs. After August 1864, it becomes just the opposite.
He really got ignited by this whole civil rights slavery issue, right?
Oh, yeah. He was very much Southern in his outlook. He was born in Maryland, in that part of the state. It was a divided state in terms of its loyalties. It was a slave state, and he lived in that part of the state around Baltimore that had the people there owned slaves, and they were very Southern in their outlook and their politics, and that's how he grew up. That's where he grew up. He went to school there. Many other fellows from the South also went to school there, so he had a lot of pals with the same background as he did. He worked for a couple of years in Richmond, where, of course, he's going to absorb more of the Southern culture, and he becomes very much a Southerner in his demeanor, which is kind of different from his brother, Edwin, who grew up in the same part of the country but was very Northern in his allegiances.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's there it is, the Civil War, brother against brother, father against son, right? Because you did have a divide politically. And interesting that you would have someone like John Wilkes Booth being so charming on one hand. It really tells you that, you know, how conflicted he must have been within his inner self, you know, getting so politically enraged over this topic of slavery. Because I got to imagine in some of those moments of his life, he's going, you know, is this really me? I mean, here I am, this charming guy, this womanizer, that is my passion, you know, being an actor, and now I'm off the rails because of this political divide.
Well, Booth always made time for philandering, no matter what his politics were.
Right. Well, and for you, as you say, you do this study and you find these five photographs, but yet there were 14 of hundreds. I guess he had maybe, if there was a binder, he would have had binders of women, I guess, as pinups and interest that fascinated him. We're talking with E. Lawrence Abel, his brand new book, John Wilkes Booth and the Women Who Loved Him. And we've got more with our discussion with Dr. Abel right after this.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
We're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. John Wilkes Booth and the Women Who Loved Him. That is the new book from E. Lawrence Abel, and we're talking with Dr. Abel right now. What was the favorite woman that he seemed to gravitate to here, Dr. Abel?
I don't know if he had a favorite. It was like the favorite dish of the day or the week. He loved them all for a little time, and then he went on to the next one. He couldn't commit himself to any woman. He fancied himself in love with them, and then he fell out of love with them just as fast and moved on to the next woman.
Mm-hmm. So it was the flavor of the day or the week, it seemed
exactly.
to be, that particular time. So not any one type in particular. So as you looked at the pictures and studied the women, there wasn't a consistency. It was probably more variety. He wasn't a vanilla ice cream kind of guy, would you say?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Mm-hmm. Now, I got to imagine if Booth was had you know, Facebook available to him, he'd have been quite busy, wouldn't he?
Well, he was a very, very busy actor. He was a favorite in all the cities he went to. He had sellout crowds. Even when it was bad weather, people came out to see him. Very athletic type of an actor, but he could also play tender parts. Romeo was one of his favorite parts that he played. And he was a very, very successful actor, very, very determined, very successful. He was making, at the height of his career, about $20,000 a year. And that's in $1,855, probably be around $1 million today. And when he played, he threw himself into every part he played. He just made himself that actor, and he was so tired or so exhausted after some of those parts that after the curtain came down, he laid down on the stage and stayed there for 5-10 minutes until he recuperated.
Mm, wow. So he really poured himself into his profession. Speaking of the five ladies, I want to go back and revisit that. One you said was his fiancée, Lucy Hale by name, and that was one of the five pictures that was in his pocket. What did you learn about Lucy?
Well, Lucy was, if opposites could attract, Lucy and Booth were made for one another. She was came from an abolitionist family, and he was a racist. And he's this Adonis-type guy, a very, very sexy guy, and to put it plain, you know, in stark terms, she was a plain Jane, nothing very attractive about her, but she had a winning personality, and more important to Booth was she was the daughter of a United States senator, so that made her very respectable, and for Booth, that was very important, because his father was a bigamist, and he had abandoned his first wife in England, married his second wife, who happened to be John's mother. The first wife found out about it 20 years later. He was keeping her in the dark and sending her money. He came to the United States and denounced the whole family in public, called them illegitimate and bastards, and this humiliated Booth and his family, his brothers and sisters, so much that they had to find a way of coping with it, and one of them is to find, you know, people who were respectable and to gain respect from the community. And what better way to gain respect from the community than to marry a senator's daughter? So that's why he
exactly.
was attracted to her.
Did that onus stay with Booth, you know, throughout the rest of his life a bit? Was that one of those demons that he was trying to run away from?
Yes, I think so. Not only was he had a double standard. Actresses were okay, prostitutes were okay, but respectable women he had to treat differently. And he was very careful on who he would court and how far he would go. If he was in the South, he had to be very careful. He could date all the actresses he wanted, and nobody would care. But when it came to a girl from a respectable family, he was very leery of getting associated with her because he knew when the family would come after him if anything untoward were to happen. So respectability was very important for him in two ways. One, for his own ego, and the second, of consequences.
No, without a doubt. We're talking with E. Lawrence Abel, his new book, John Wilkes Booth and the Women Who Loved Him. Very fascinating. I mean, quite a study, not only on the assassin of President Lincoln, but his backstory. We've known him as an actor, but his philandering was quite infamous. Tell us about the Star Sisters who broke up their act after a jealous falling out over him.
Oh, that, That's a great story. They were Helen and Lucille Western, and Helen, the girl that he was attracted to and had an affair with, was considered one of the most beautiful women on the stage, and hers was one of the photos they had in his pocket. Both of them were born in New Orleans. She was born in 1844, and they started out as a sister act called the Star Sisters. And she was the prettier of the two. Newspapers said she had eyes like beams of sun and cheeks like roses in bloom. You know, they just all kinds of compliments. He first meets them in Richmond, where they didn't really pay too much attention to him. He was just starting out, but they must have noticed him. But they became famous in a play that their father-in-law wrote called Three Fast Women, in which they wore these barely concealing costumes, which were very outrageous for their day, and attracted all these men because they used to seeing all these women in these big, thick skirts and dresses, and here are these women scantily clad. So they turn out in droves to see them. The sisters are not the best of terms with one another. They didn't like one another, and they're at one another's throats for years. And a couple of years later, when Booth is in Portland, where they both are acting with him, they have a fallout, and because John prefers the prettier girl, Helen. So they both go their own ways, and nothing happens to their relationship after that we know about. But Helen has an interesting career after that until she meets Booth again for a brief time. At 17, she marries a wealthy Baltimore engineer, and they elope to Europe because he comes from a well-to-do family. And remember, actresses are not well thought of, and the family's not going to give him any approval for marrying an actress, so he has to elope. She has a daughter at 18, starts her own company touring in England, and her husband abandons her. So she returns to the United States, and she has this little daughter with her. And what does she do? She has to leave the daughter with the mother, and she goes on tour, and she becomes a very famous actress, fills every seat with men who will pay any price to gawk at her, the critics say.
Right.
But she's scantily clothed, and they blame her for, I like this term, for her naked school of acting.
Well, oh, wow.
She gets involved with a fellow that her sister, Lucille, who's still pretty much pretty active in her own right, has an affair with a guy named James Hearn. But Lucille's married by this time, and there's no future for them. So they split up, but Helen becomes infatuated with Hearn, her sister's ex-boyfriend, and they get married, even though Hearn's still carrying the torch for the sister. And she becomes a big star, but as things happen, the marriage falls apart. Hearn saps all her money, and she leaves her pretty much penniless. She has to continue with her stage career. Hearn leaves her, goes back to Lucille when he hears that she's going through a divorce. Helen carries on as best she can. But she starts falling ill, and she may have had it's possible that she may have stomach cancer, but she dies at 23. And
well, I'll tell you what, Dr. Abel, we're going to have to leave it right there, and people are going to have to get their hands on the book because there are just so many fascinating stories of John Wilkes Booth, the man's man. Women packed the audiences wherever Booth played, pawed him for autographs, tore at his clothes for souvenirs. You might have think not only Leonardo DiCaprio, but he probably could have started the original Rat Pack and been a predecessor to Frank Sinatra, no doubt. John Wilkes Booth and the women who loved him, E. Lawrence Abel on Bill Martinez Live. Lawrence, thank you so much for being with us. Good stuff here. Appreciate it.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Send your emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
No wonder we call you Savior. No wonder we sing your praise. Jesus, our hope forever. You made a way. You made a way.
We're back with you, America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there. And if you are so inclined and you want to drop me an email, let me know. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. That will get you right to me. We love to hear from you, good, bad, or indifferent. Because it is all about you. That's how we roll here. So thank you very much for, joining us and spreading the good news. I mean, we're, in 280 plus markets across this country because of you and around the world via shortwave. So, welcome. The president is, being challenged again as immigrant caravan organizers are blasting Trump as a bully. And they say the U.S. obliged to welcome refugees, and we're going to be talking about more of that in a moment. But right now, we've got a former NFL quarterback and teacher, and he's entering into a whole new enterprise here. We've got to talk about what he and Stacey are up to. Jeff Kemp is with us right now. Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. I'm great. Thanks. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Happy Easter to you. Great time for the family and a pivotal time, for our faith. Last time we keep checking, the tomb is still empty, huh?
A pivotal time, you're right, to slow down and really think about what happened during that whole week and during Jesus' whole life, an unbelievable sacrifice, and then, of course, the victory. We live a little bit more on the surface than we should if we really consider what Christ did for us and how in need we are.
Yeah, and here we are, you know, some 2,000 years down the road, and who else has impacted the universe like Jesus? I mean, there's no other figure, you know, that claimed that came and claimed to be God, was God, is God. But there's no other religious figure to make that statement, and no other figure who died and rose from the dead.
No, he's the center of history. I mean, the Bible says that he was there in the creation. Mm-hmm. And, of course, he holds everything together. And we rebelled and messed up this world, and in his grace, God fixed it. And Jesus is the center of that solution.
Exactly.
It's amazing.
Well, Jeff, update us on what's going on. You and Stacy are busy about some new ventures. You're still involved with Family Life doing their marriage events. You guys are setting out on, more public speaking and helping people out. So explain to us, update us on what's going on.
Well, I had 5 years on staff of Family Life, which was awesome, and mm-hmm. I loved it. And toward the end of that time, Stacy and I were trained and began speaking as Weekend to Remember speakers. In fact, we'll be in Reston, Virginia this weekend, Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, doing a Weekend to Remember there, and then we do one in Austin in June. But I resigned from Family Life in October mm-hmm. to focus full-time on speaking and training two markets. Number one, men. I have a huge burden to help men find their identity in Christ, their confidence as men, the meaning of manhood, brotherhood and friendship with other men, and their purpose, which is to use their strength for the benefit of others. I call it being a man for others.
Exactly.
And I just think there's a lot of forces working against little boys and teenagers and adolescents and men. And we need to build men up to be men for others, to protect women, to love their wife, to protect, nurture, and guide their kids, to reach out to the orphan and the kid that doesn't have a dad around, and to make the world a better place. And then my second marketplace is business, mm-hmm. where God's ideas of other-centeredness, not self-centeredness, mm-hmm. of team rather than solo, of the long-term perspective to make a contribution, not just the short-term perspective to make a profit today. A profit today at the expense of a relationship will kill the profit for tomorrow.
Exactly.
So it's really in a business's best interest to think long-term, to honor people, and to make changes so that we can really build the teams that serve customers well and make the world a better place.
Well, historically, Jeff, when you look at businesses who stand out and that have been successful, I mean, the empirical evidence is so clear. It is it's those companies that are other-centered. You know, they are customer-centric. You know, time and time again, you see this played out, and businesses need to be encouraged because it's easy to get caught up in this culture, this kind of dog-eat-dog culture, and then we start competing and we lose sight of what's most important, and that is the relationship. So what you and Stacy are doing now in this element as far as business, but particularly I want to go back and talk about the men issue because men have been under attack for a long time. And, the Bible's clear is if you tie up the strong man in any institution, whether it's marriage, in the marketplace, or whatever, and this is what's happened. The culture has tied up the strong man, and a lot of the chaos that's taking place right now is because men are not in their rightful authority position. And when I say that, I'm talking about that which God has designed for men to be. And so right now we're out of order. And, you know, what you and Stacy are doing and what you're doing in particular, you know, to liberate men, I mean, it's as if men have been in bondage and much to the harm of families and other men and, our cultural institutions that, you know, really depend on men to be there, to be counted on.
That's really true. There have been, you know, pendulum swings of masculinity that missed the mark of balance. the man who is super passive because he defers to everyone, and that's somewhat the coaching that the society gives to men today, or the man who is hyperactive and dominant, controlling, abusive and bossy. And that is completely opposite. The blueprint of manhood is Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus had the greatest humility ever, and yet he was the perfect one. And we men are imperfect, and yet we have pride. And humility doesn't lead to passivity. Humility leads to a confidence in God and a God-given calling. So the humility leads you to serve. And when you serve, you create an authority of respect. That's why you talked about, you know, like Southwest Airlines or Nordstrom stores.
Mm-hmm.
They have this incredible respect in the marketplace because they go the extra mile to serve. Chick-fil-A goes the extra mile to serve and to train their people to always treat the customer well and to treat coworkers well. When you're humble and you serve well, you create credibility, and that credibility gives you more platform for influence going forward. It plays out in sports. You see the great point guard who's always dishing the ball out and passing. What a leader on the team. The offensive lineman who is sacrificing himself all the time. The NFL team that can submit all their individual goals to the overall goal of the team and play humble, self-sacrificing football. They win a Super Bowl championship, and then they all get paid more and get a lot of advertisements, and then the flag comes in, and it's hard to repeat the next year. But humility really is the beginning of great relationships and therefore strength and influence, and then you can steward that strength and influence to make the world a better place.
Well, Jeff, I appreciate the time. How can people be in touch and get connected to your efforts, what you and Stacy are doing, and Facing the Blitz?
Yeah, I think the website's probably the best place to go, whether you want to inquire about a speech or gain the videos or get a hold of the book or email me. Just go to facingtheblitz.com and get in touch with me.
Well, always great to be talking to you. We'll be staying in touch, Jeff Kemp. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for what you're doing. Bye.
What a day for tennis. You ready to play?
Ugh.
Is everything all right?
This sinus pressure.
Allegra D knows that allergy congestion can get in the way of enjoying the moment.
Go ahead and practice without me.
Allegra D helps you break through congestion fast. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Whoa, nice volley.
How about another set?
Only if you go easy on me.
Get Allegra D and get back to the moment. Starts working in 1 hour. Available at the pharmacy counter.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, I feel it in my heart. I feel it in my soul. That's how I know. You take our brokenness and make us beautiful.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way you like us. Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back to this very independent Bill Martinez live radio show. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Shannon Huff joins us now, project manager for Concerned Vets for America. Shannon, welcome to Bill Martinez live. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Well, I want to talk to you about something that is very concerning and has been for us here on this radio show for a long time, which has to do with the opioid epidemic. This thing is lining up to where it's going to be a situation where we, the people, are paying the price for it. In this case, we're going to talk about the veterans paying the price. But meanwhile, you know, a lot of money is being paid to offset this epidemic. And my big question is, where's Big Pharma on this deal? How come they're not paying up right now? Because eventually they will. There's going to be a class action suit to rattle the band here. And all the money's going to end up going to the Justice Department and to attorneys and very little to the people who've been affected, especially our vets.
Absolutely. And it's a problem that could have been easily avoided. And, you know, but it's gotten to such a great proportion that epic proportions that the president is now, you know, considered it a national risk. So.
It absolutely is. I mean, and this has been going on for a long time. And again, I'm saying what's missing here. Big Pharma is not leading the way. They're just waiting for this thing to finally, you know, at some point they're going to collect their profits and figure, okay, we're going to have to pay out some big fine somewhere. But the thing that disgusts me is the people who are greatly affected. And in this particular case, you know, we've got vets. And according to your op-ed, the question is, did the Department of Veterans Affairs in Tomah, Wisconsin, contribute to the opioid epidemic?
It absolutely did. And, you know, that became very clear after the scandal broke about what we were later dubbed as this Candyland.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I took office as mayor and started noticing a huge influx of opioids in my community. My police chief and I went to the county and there was a drug task force set up. And you know, when you're in such a small community, it's hard to combat something so large when you have a very limited budget and limited number of staff. And, you know, we were looking at all the possible points of entry what we didn't expect was that point of entry was the VA hospital right inside our own community. Mm-hmm. And it angered me. You know, yeah. I'm a veteran. I served in the Navy. I have two children in the military and a husband mm-hmm. that serves. And, you know, it's concerning when they come back and all their health care consists of, here's some more opioids.
Exactly.
And not, let's look at the whole holistic problem here.
Well, and the issue is, as we've been understanding more and more, this is kind of the perfect storm. You have people in pain, and when people are in pain, they want relief. And you give it to them as fast as you can. Well, you know, here comes opioids. This is kind of a low maintenance, quick fix kind of operation in the short term. Long term, you know, we have this epidemic on our hands.
Right. And it is a short term fix, but one that doesn't fix the root of the problem. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when we start looking at the entire problem and fixing that, I think the usage of opioids will go down. But, you know, you were talking about big pharmacy and all that. They've created a perfect storm and a monster. Mm-hmm. And it's horrific when, you know, we had a person come in. We had a drug drop-off place for our police station, and they brought in 5-gallon buckets of pills that were left over from the Tacoma VA. And
wow.
We know that because they had the prescription bottles with, you know, with the VA on them. And, you know, once a patient no longer needs them or they've left us, you know, if you have that many pills left over, that's a problem. And, you know, luckily they turned them in. They didn't go out into the streets and sell them for other people.
Exactly.
But, you know, it's something that has become a national crisis and needs to be addressed.
Well, and again, our vets are the ones that are paying the price. The vets that
Absolutely.
Should be honored in an exceptional sort of way are being dishonored this way with a VA system that is failing them and that you brought to light here in Tacoma, Wisconsin. And for you especially, it hits home, you know, being the mayor. You know, this is personal to you, isn't this? On
it's
many
very
levels.
Very personal. Very personal on many levels. You know, like I said, as a veteran, as a mom of military, as a wife of military, and just my fellow brothers and sisters. And then, you know, being the mayor and knowing there's a problem in a town and you're elected to help solve problems and keep your constituents safe. And there's nothing you can do. It's very burdensome. And, you know, I always said if I could do anything else to help combat it, I would. And, you know, this is part of that strategy to help is to bring light to just how bad the opioid problem is, especially in the veteran community.
Well, you know, the alarm has been sounded. You know, we have the president tweeting about it. You and I are talking about it right now. You know, this has been an ongoing discussion. Are we getting any movement here, positive movement, whether it's from the VA or hospitals at large, maybe doctors across the country that are realizing, hey, they bought into something here for the sake of some sort of short-term solution, and they are addicting their patients?
Yeah, I think there is some movement. I was actually just looking on my Facebook account between interviews and saw that Tacoma actually has introduced acupuncture and other forms of therapy to replace those opioids and, you know, start looking at a holistic issue and not just treating, with pain medication. You know, the president has moved a lot to make some very big inroads into the problem. So I think there is a push and, you know, we know that the problem is there. So now we're working to fix it, but I think we have a really long way to go. The problem has been out there for a long time. And it's not going to be solved overnight. And you know, I think the more we talk about it, the more we get it out in the open, the better it'll be.
Shannon, this is going to require some compassion, too. I mean, I think of the vets, individuals out there who relied on their doctors. You know, you always look to your doctor to give you the right advice, right, to do no harm. And here it is, you know, wow, we've got an epidemic on our hands. We've got people who are addicted to this. And this is going to be tough on them.
Oh, absolutely. And that's something we heard in Tacoma after, you know, the Candyland scandal broke. Mm-hmm. A lot of the veterans were saying, you know, you got us addicted to this and now you've taken it all away. What do we do?
Exactly.
It actually caused a lot of problems and, you know, I'm sure they have treatment plans now in place and they're seeing different doctors and they're being taken care of. But this isn't something you can just take away in one day and say you're on your own. You know, that's when they start going out in the streets and buying them and, you know, fueling that problem. So, you know, there's a lot of failures. I think people are genuinely concerned and want to help and make things better. You know, I think our veterans have been underserved in this, and we're given a disservice just by being thrown drugs, and, you know, it'll make it better, and not looking to really take care of our veterans who have done so much for our country and served and, you know, some paid the ultimate sacrifice even afterwards, you know, coming home and ending their life. You know, we have a huge suicide problem
exactly
within the veteran community.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's so many different layers and levels on how we failed our veterans. And I think there's a lot that we can do to fix it. And getting the opioid problem under control is definitely one of those.
You've got your finger on the pulse of what's going on with the VA. Is there some encouraging news here?
I think so. I think there's the right people in place now. You know, there's accountability laws in place where people can't just, you know, doctors can't just throw medicine at people like candy.
Mm.
And I think there's a general interest in making changes. There's a long way to go. It's going to be an uphill battle.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that there's people in place now that genuinely know the problem is there and want to help and want to make it better.
Well, this really, I mean, the spotlight is really on government health care, isn't it? I mean, you know, when you talk about the VA, because that's what this is. And we're still getting the stories of vets waiting too long, being ignored. They're in, they're real pain. And that, which isn't to say that those vets that are addicted to opioids are not experiencing real pain. I want to make sure people understand that. We are compassionate on, as we should be, on all levels. But as you say, there is a holistic way to look at this, and the holistic way is, first of all, as you say, the misserving of our vets. Then also we have the fiduciary responsibility of making sure the money that we're investing, you know, to serve our vets, that it's wisely spent on behalf of we the people, right?
Absolutely, and that's something we're working on at Concerned Veterans for America, is allowing our veterans to go to the best hospital, doctor, you know, clinic that works for them, and it's a choice for them. You know, if they're near a hospital such as Toma that's not taking care of them, or some of the other places we've had huge scandals at, you know, we believe they should have a choice to go to a doctor that's going to take care of them. You know, whether that be in the VA or it be in their own, you know, civilian doctor. And
exactly.
I think that's one way that we can definitely take care of some of the problems and give them that choice to go where they want.
The free market system is most incredible, something that we've created here in this country. And when it's allowed to work, it works positively and would even, I say, advance the cause and the effectiveness of the VA and the VA hospitals and maybe square away some of this underserving and misserving of our vets. Certainly, that's where we're coming from. And I know Shannon Huff, the project manager for Concerned Veterans for America, feels the same way. Shannon, thank you so much for the insight. Appreciate all the information. You take care and stay in touch and let us know what's going on here, okay?
My pleasure, and thank you for having me.
All right, you take care.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.